I would just like to share a message prepared by the staff of the Resource Center for Nonviolence. Dear community members, the Resource Center for Nonviolence condemns the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, actions this past weekend against our fellow community members. We have lost our friends and fellow workers and worry for the family members left wondering where their loved ones are and how they're going to survive in the coming weeks and months. Our center and its community were particularly affected by these recent immigration sweeps. Five different players, two Salvadorans and three Mexicans, in our Liga de la Comunidad soccer league were detained and processed for immediate deportation. Several coaches of our teams were also detained and intimidated in spite of their demonstrated proof of their legal right to be in this country. We are particularly concerned that people who are not on any ICE lists of sought-after people were detained and caught up in this dragnet. Unfortunately, they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. It is one thing to have a list of people and to seek those people. It is quite another to detain people in the wee hours of the morning in their own homes and demand proof of residence or citizenship while under great stress and duress. Operation Return to Sender is an inappropriate use of our federal tax dollars and a fundamental violation of human rights. Policies such as Return to Sender only sow fear in our community, and the harvest of such a policy is division and mistrust. It destroys lives, families, and is an assault upon the very extended family structure which is necessary for immigrant communities to survive and take care of their own needs, both here and abroad. Arbitrary detentions and deportations do nothing to combat the underlying economic issues that drive individuals to risk everything to enter and remain in our country without legal permission. We strongly condemn the scapegoating of immigrants for the various failures of economic policy in this country and others. Unfortunately, too often, these disastrous policies come from our own government and via economic institutions and PACs that we as a country are part of, such as the World Bank and NAFTA. The crushing poverty that drives immigration must be addressed in a structural and deeply humanistic way, such that people no longer have the desperate need to leave their communities and immigrate to other lands in search of opportunities. Thank you for your time and attention, and que nunca olvides que sí se puede.